Mercedes-Benz Oakville is offering 0% finance rates for 60 months on all remaining 2014 C-Class demonstrators, plus three payments waived. The Mercedes-Benz Oakville demonstrator sale is on now until October 31st. Winner of the Star Dealer Award for an unprecedented fourth year in a row, Mercedes-Benz Oakville delivers an award-winning sales and service experience. Experience the difference for yourself at QEW and Dorval Drive in Oakville or at mboakville.ca.
Hockey Central is brought to you by Lexus on the Park at Leslie and Eglinton.
Nobody does it better. This is Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Funny how things have worked out the last few weeks. You get through Monday and, okay, then the news kind of settles down and we can get back to talking about the games, because last two openers to start a week have featured firings in the National Hockey League. A coach that is currently looking for work will join us on Hockey Central today. Former Pittsburgh Penguin bench boss Dan Bylsma stopping by. Haven't heard much from him. And Ryan Johansson of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have won seven straight. Exactly how they're feeling about their turnaround in the season and whether or not the playoffs are a realistic possibility at this point. Darren Millard along with Nick Kiprios and Doug McLean. So were you guys watching the shootout last night?
No, we were not. We were coaching. We had the prospects game, the GTHL, prospects game.
So you missed the big shootout?
We missed the big shootout. I had a 2-0 lead.
You didn't. Your team did.
Going into the third.
Yep.
Well, I'm a coach now. I speak as a...
But guys, we're going twice in this Florida,
then I started to coach and we won 3-2. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Did your experience take over?
Yes, but it was an excellent night, and congrats to all the kids that are in that GTHL prospects game and look forward to them being drafted by the
and
OHL.
And Dylan Olsen of the Florida Panthers, he was looking around and it was him or Willie Mitchell and they had to score. He's never taken a shootout and he went down. And he kept it going. And then they had to reset. And 20 shooters, more than 17 minutes of time last night in that one.
As Daryl Sutter said last week so eloquently, if it really mattered, the shootout, they'd use it in the playoffs. Did you see his quote last week? They asked him about the shootout.
would we not, if Luongo rips his groin out on the 19th guy, do we not question this?
But how many times does it go this deep?
I'm just saying, though.
What was the previous record? 12?
Well, we know he had the Merrick Malik one.
Was that 12?
I think that was more than that, wasn't it?
I get it.
Would Merrick Malik be your 12th guy?
Well, with moves like that, he might be.
15 rounds was the
last. How would you feel right now if your goalie came to you the next day and said, the groins are a little sore?
Especially when you're in the playoffs right now. The Florida Panthers are in the playoffs. They're in that wild card spot.
Buke said...
what a move by Bukestad.
Yeah. Couldn't have come up with that a little
And
earlier.
The fans were going nuts in Florida. Well, they had 10,000, one of their biggest crowds of the year, 10,000 people, and they're going crazy. Like, it was a fun atmosphere. There's no doubt about that.
Panthers were on the ropes five times in the shootout and still got
you
the extra
You can't
point.
Mention that team without giving us an update on attendance.
Well, it's improving. It started out at 7, and now they're up over 10, which is a positive. And they're not. And hey, you know the positive? They're not giving tickets away.
Yep.
So that's a positive.
You want to come? Let's go. Oh, by the way, three more Pittsburgh Penguins being tested for the mumps. Tonight on Hockey Central, ahead of Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey, 6:30 to 7 show, we're going to bring on Dr. Greg Wells. And he's going to take us through exactly...
Now, is this a real doctor?
Yes, he's a real doctor.
Or one that's going to play on TV?
No, he's a real doctor. On and off TV.
Because we've had a lot of doctors the last week on our network.
But he's going to take us through what's happened to this point, and he's going to track where it started, how it's exploded to this virus being all over the National Hockey League, and what teams can do.
And what's his
back? Is there anything he can do?
And what's his... Is he... employed by the NHL, or is
he's
just been following it?
Yeah. He did a lot of work with us during the 2012 Olympics.
Does that make a difference to you if he's employed or not?
Well, no, I was wondering if he's really been sort of involved, intrinsically involved in tracking these things, so he's doing it on his own. And it's interesting. Where did it start? Did it start
Corey
in Anaheim?
Perry. Corey Perry got it.
Was the original guy.
St. Louis was...
decimated.
Where we think No, it was California.
St. Louis went through
St. Louis went through California, and that's when we started hearing about it.
And I'm anxious to hear his comments on vaccination or no vaccination, because apparently this strain, you can get it even if you've been vaccinated.
Not only that, you can test negative and still have it.
Negative. A false positive?
You can have a false positive.
Anyway, it's bizarre.
And I think that's
almost
what happened
20
to
guys.
Sid. Did that not happen to Sid? Did they not say he was tested for it and it came back negative?
I just know that he had the booster shot before he went to the Olympics, and he still came down with the mumps.
The question is it almost 20 guys now that have been affected by this?
Well, we have 15, and then three more are being tested.
And you hear Francois Beauchemin talk about it. Like, it's one of the
linesmen.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's my fear. How long does it take to go through? So our team's potentially...
5 days.
No, but...
Or through the room?
We're 2.5 months into the season.
And it hasn't stopped.
And it's starting to pick up steam. So are we going to be looking at this... there's another 5 months left in the regular season. Are we looking at this potentially having an impact post-trade deadline?
Or playoffs?
You lose three or four guys.
I don't know. Can you contain it? Can you...
I don't know.
That's what we'll find out with Dr.
Yeah, it'll be
Wilson.
Interesting to get the...
That's between 6:30 and 7 on Hockey Central, ahead of Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey involving the Ottawa Senators and the New Jersey Devils. Doubleheader tonight, Dallas against Vancouver. Toronto Maple Leafs win again. They're 10-1-1 in the last 11. Phil Kessel, couple of goals, and the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the best team in the National Hockey League. Piling up points at home, putting points in the bank before they head out on the tough portion of their schedule. It's not just a hot streak now. It's beyond that, in the sense of approaching something that's going to should make you more of a believer of this team.
If it's one thing, it's given them now an identity, and that is a high octane offense, and probably deeper than we've seen in years. I think the fact that certain guys have stepped up now, just a matter of consistency, but they are they're a threat to score goals, and right now they're scoring themselves out of trouble at times.
They're a high scoring team in the NHL.
People are a little nervous when they come in here now of this offense. They are, and they know they're going to get chances against them. And Bernier and Reimer have gotten the job done, but they're slowly drifting into that phase of giving up a lot. But their offense is taking care of it.
Are they comfortable enough exchanging blows, right?
Well, they are.
And do you want to go toe-to-toe with this team?
Here's the difference. They're comfortable doing it at home. I think on the road, like we watched them last week in Detroit, where they didn't touch the puck for 2.5 periods, essentially. They're comfortable doing it at home. They're comfortable exchanging chances. I'm comfortable with it. On the road, I think it's going to be... That's going to be the interesting
test.
They've
only played 10 road games.
Well, that's what I mean. But we've seen them on the road where they haven't been very good. You know what I mean? And we think of the Detroit one as the last one. And so it'll be interesting if they can connect.
Right now,
but they're piling up points, and right now they're in.
Yeah. And if the offense, I don't want to say dries up, but if it cools, you want to show that you can find different ways to win.
But Randy,
right now, they only have one way to win, and that's just outscore you.
It's interesting to listen to Horka.
The goaltending's been pretty good.
But you're being outshot 2-1. And we've been through that song and dance last year.
Yeah.
Right? It'll catch up to you.
And every time you hear Horchuk or Randy talk, all of a sudden it's, hey, he didn't say we're lucky to win, but we got some bounces last night. I think if you ask the coaching staff privately, they'd say they're concerned about what they're giving up. Love the offense, concerned about what they're giving up.
There has to be something in between that you can add to your team outside of offense and great goaltending.
I know one thing. There's not many teams can play with them.
Defense, structure.
There's not many can play with them right now offensively in the league.
Well, Montreal's got it going again. Yeah. They've won 3 in a row in Winnipeg. Blows out the Buffalo Sabres, who have been playing their best hockey of the season.
And how much pressure is on Cheveldayoff to help the blue line with Jacob Trouba out now?
And
Trouba,
how do you find
Anstrom,
somebody?
Bogosian? It's not just, Trouba's just another on the list. He's going to be out till February. So
and who's out there dangling defensemen? That's the challenge that Chevy has. There's just not a lot of teams that are looking to move. If anything, people are looking to acquire defensemen.
They've got through this
or
so
should
far.
Say, yeah, go on.
They've got through this so far. I don't. Yeah. It's a long road to go without Jacob Trouba until February. As valuable as he's been
and
in your
Bogosian,
lineup. But they are in a wild. Here's the thing: as good as Winnipeg's played, as good as Toronto's played, they're in wild card spots.
Yeah, but Toronto's also
there's a cushion there. A
couple wins from being at top of the Atlantic Division too.
So that's the scary part. Is you haven't made up any. They've made up points. They put points in the bank, but they haven't
made up a lot
spots.
Well, you look at it, you look all across the league.
They got a couple games in hand. They've caught Montreal. Toronto's caught Montreal.
Well, you got to win those games in hand.
Just one puts them 1 point ahead. So they're there, Darren. They're there. They're sitting atop of the Atlantic Division and knocking on the door of challenging Pittsburgh right now. So, you know, they've made their hay. The question is,
16 of 20 on the right. road. When's that
big,
kick in?
Big road trip coming up now. Can they outscore themselves out of trouble a little bit on the road?
That's the question.
A couple of teams in that just no man's land right now with Washington, Boston, Ottawa, Columbus, New Jersey. You throw Buffalo into the mix right now.
At least Columbus have won 7 in a row.
Right.
That's the. But you know what? I was talking to them in Columbus yesterday, and they were 8 out. 8 points out when they started this 7-game, you know, run.
Yeah.
And they're, what?
Six.
Six out. And if I'm not mistaken, the team they're chasing has a game in hand.
So
there could be 8 out.
It's a great battle there. And the Western Conference is the same thing. Los Angeles loses again last night. So the Kings holding on to that last wild card spot with the Calgary Flames, who are a bit of a market correction right now, 1-5 to start. And then... in their last six, so their last 12 games featuring very different performances. And then you have Minnesota, Dallas, Colorado, who have to get it going now, right now.
Yeah, Minnesota and Dallas, Colorado, I mean, I just don't see Colorado. They don't seem to be able to get it hitting on all cylinders. It's just one thing after another.
What's the deal with Dallas? They've got the highest-scoring player in the National Hockey League.
Their defense.
In Tyler Seguin.
Goaltending.
Don't win games.
Their team defense is driving Lindy Ruff right around the bend. They are the worst team in the league. And their goaltending has been, this guy's been good the last couple of years. This year, fair.
I don't know, Mac.
And
I
then you got a bunch of, you got some
think
guy.
He's ever lived up.
Well, the
he's
last
lived up. We're talking about a guy that was.
He got them in the playoffs last year.
Trumpeted as the best goaltender outside the NHL when
he was
when
the third overall pick.
Right, coming into Atlanta.
Second overall pick.
I don't know if he's ever really hit that, Mac.
But he hit it when he first went to Dallas. But when you look at their blue line, they've got some youth on the blue line. They're not a very good defense. And then after their big line, there's not a whole
Spezza
lot there.
Spezza hasn't Hemsky performed. Hemsky hasn't
has been
performed.
A no-show for them. So yeah,
they're not a difficult team to play against right now.
But they
no, they're not.
Their expectations with a couple of those moves, including Spezza, was the big one. Was that they were going to go to the next level?
Do you think that in hindsight, if you were Jimmy Neal, you'd say, "Did I really need to make that Spezza trade, or should I've just stayed the course with trying to rebuild instead of rushing the process with Hemsky and Spezza?" I gave Jimmy credit for trying to make those moves and trying to move ahead. You know. The big Russian kid that they lost is a big loss too for them. You know, he takes away a second line for you. Natrushkin, I mean, that's a big loss, you know. So I remember talking to Jimmy when he's in Toronto about it, and he said he's out for the whole year. It's a devastating loss because he looked like he was coming in his own. But anyway, them in Colorado, I don't see them in Colorado making it. I mean, I got to believe Minnesota's going to find a way to get in there, you know.
It's pretty remarkable.
San Jose have turned it.
You know, despite their woes, subpar 500, that Tyler Seguin can still do what he's doing.
Produce points like that?
He's a talented guy, boy.
You know, I never bring up this guy's name, or very seldom do I ever bring it up, but I'll tell you what, he's really taken his game to a whole new level is Rick Nash. I mean, you watch him last night with the 2 goals. He gets 20 now in the season.
They're goals. They're real goals.
Yes.
They're give them an inch and it'll take a mile. Like, they're breakaway goals. They're coming off the wall, and and guys are hanging off his back. They're power goals. And he's still getting to the net, and that outside-inside move on Ramo last night is just what we saw in his heyday.
Or when
with UMAC.
He's even on a rush and he pulls away from people. And when he gets in on the goaltender, he's making big plays. So he's single-handedly
keeping
the Rangers.
Well, you didn't see that in the playoffs. So this is another gear that he's found.
Well, you know what? I talked to somebody last night, as a matter of fact.
He's healthy.
Well, that's what...
He's healthy.
We talked to a Ranger, a Ranger personnel person last night who told us he's healthy. So obviously... And conditioning. So he's playing great right now.
Here is the former coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a Stanley Cup champion, on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. Dan Bylsma, welcome to the program.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for taking the time for us. Have you talked to anybody around the Penguins organization about what's going through this team with the mumps? You must be at least party has got to be glad you're not there.
I haven't. My only connection has been that they went to the hospital to visit with the kids annually, and my wife volunteers on the same floor, so she was a little nervous about going to work today. But all's clear. She's there, and I don't know if they have concerns with that visit.
Hey, Dan, as a player or even as a coach, can you recall anything ever going through your room? I mean, we've all been there with the flu, but something like this is a whole new level.
Not being involved with any of the teams and hearing how it's happened, we've asked the question, what's a vaccination and boosters and what has everyone had? And it seems just so odd to see it go through, not only teams, but the league, and how it's gone from Anaheim across the country to New York and Pittsburgh being involved now. But, there's always a situation where, players come in or are sick and you just tell them to stay away from everybody involved. You don't come into the rink. And, that's happened before with different things. I mean, even had it with infections going through the team, and you just kind of try to stay away, but you're in such close proximity with everybody, and your water bottles and all that are a part of the team and daily living with the guys, and you just this one's like I've never seen.
Dan, you're still fairly close to the Penguins situation, or at least watching them play. Have they made enough changes that they're going to be a contender at playoff time? That's the measuring stick for teams like Pittsburgh and the better teams in the league. Have they changed the group enough to take a step at playoff time?
Well, the end result and the measuring stick will always be winning in the playoffs. Right. And, they're as good a team right now as they were in the past, and teams go through different things throughout the year, and you see that almost in many different places. There are teams that had great starts and are going through a bit funk right now, but you go through so much during the year, and the Penguins are no different. They're going through a situation, the mumps aside, where they've had a significant amount of injuries, and they keep finding ways to win, and to win in different ways, win with good goaltending and Marc-Andre Fleury, but the mark of really all great teams is going to be whether you can win in the playoffs, and I think that's something we're going to see down the road, but you also don't know what team you're going to have when you get there, and this team will be tested by that, just like every other great team.
Dan, outside of the changes that we've seen recently by the Penguins, does it not really come down to the guy that you just mentioned, Marc-Andre Fleury? And we know the recent struggles in the playoffs, or the dealing with a psychologist. I mean, is it really come back to if Marc-Andre can regain that form that you saw when you lifted the Stanley Cup over your head, then a lot of the problems will be solved for Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's easy to pin it on one guy and to say that's the case. But, some of the struggles Mark had, you look back to the opening series against Philadelphia, that wasn't from goalie numbers-wise, Bezgalov and Fleury in that opening round. No one's going to like those numbers when you're under, when you're under 900 save percentage. But I don't think you can pin that all on the goaltender and say, well, if Marc-Andre Fleury would have played better, we would have won. That's going to be something that happens. It wasn't an issue 2 years ago, and goaltending wasn't an issue. It certainly turned to Thomas Wilkoon, but it wasn't an issue, and it wasn't why the Penguins didn't win and against the Bruins in the conference finals there. So, there's certain aspects of team and playing. You just can't leave your goaltender out to dry. You just can't pin it all on your goaltender and say we're going to win if he makes, he has a 950 save percentage. And Marc-Andre Fleury's won a lot of hockey games in the regular season. He's had success in the playoffs in 08 when they lost and certainly in 09 when they won. And right now, you're looking at him right now, and he's playing spectacular. He's playing maybe some of his best hockey in the regular season he's ever played. He's always won, but his numbers right now are very good, and that's part of the reason why they're a very good team right now.
Dan Bylsma is with us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean, the Sportsnet 590 and the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks. Not fair to ask you if you've been contacted by any teams, because obviously that impacts what teams are going through right now. So I won't put you on the spot with that one. But where are you in this whole decompression, stepping away from the game? Are you ready to get back in?
Well, I got a weekend series in Philadelphia with my son's team, so I'm ready for that. Coaching his team in Philadelphia this weekend, but I've certainly stepped away from the game, and maybe the most difficult time was in September when hockey started and teams got to work in training camp, and I wasn't doing that, and that was maybe the hardest month for me was sitting around in September, and I did my best to get away from the game then, but I've certainly been able to do other things, taking a step back from the game, but at the same time, I've also taken the time to look at the game maybe in a different light and watch other teams play, watch other teams' successes, and looked at the game in that regard. And it's I can tell you it's a bit odd. I when you look at the game as a coach, whether you're a head coach or an assistant coach, you're looking and scouting the game and looking at the other team. As you watch as a, I guess I'm a little bit more than a fan, but you watch it as a fan in the living room, you feel totally different about the game and the teams you're watching and what they're doing, and it gives you a different perspective. And I'm certainly stepped back. I'm not necessarily, ready to get to the game tomorrow, but I'm certainly going to get back in at some point in time and look to be a coach again.
And just going back to the Pens and Sidney Crosby, I mean, you watch him at playoff time. He goes 14 games without a goal. You see, and you, when you were on the bench, you saw amazing frustration, whether it was a Bruins series, a Philly series, whatever series it was. Has he put that, do you believe that he can put that behind him? And is it help on the line? Is it him maturing? He's a heck of a player, the best player in the world. But for whatever reason, his frustration level seems to go to a whole new level at playoff time.
Well, I think the spotlight is highly pinpointed at playoff time. For him, it's tough to get away from the media cameras from 10 different outlets at playoff times. I think, Sid is all about winning. He wants to win desperately, and he's the frustration, you can see it on a camera. I think it's easy for people to look at and say, look, he's getting frustrated, or, you know, he's gotten hit by Stahl in New York Series or whatnot. But he's all about winning, and that's what he's trying to do, whether it's a regular season or playoff time. And, you know, I think he's won at so many different levels. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won a gold medal. He's come through in those situations. And when he doesn't, the spotlight's a little bit greater. But I know he's all about winning, and that's where he's focused, and that's where he's going. And sometimes that frustration comes out. But he's been there. He's done it. He's going to do it again, I believe. And I think the camera's still going to be there, though. I think the spotlight gets even greater in the playoff time. And it's easy for all of us who aren't in the game to sit around and look at a camera and pinpoint one or two plays. But, you know, in the Columbus series last year, there was a lot of that talk. At the end of the series, you win the series, and he's still got 6 or 7 points. Yeah. And people are somehow talking about how he's not playing very well. A lot of guys would like to have 6 or 7 points in a playoff series and advance on.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I want to get back to a comment you just made a little earlier, how you wanted to step back and look at things from a coaching perspective. Is it more complicated today than even when you broke into the league when it comes to coaching today? We hear more about analytics, about, you know, various stats that can change the way you look at the game. Is it more complicated if and when you come back to coach than it was when you first broke in?
Well, I think I started thinking about coaching about 6 years into my playing career. So, I think it is much different. I think there's a lot more involved in a lot of aspects of the coaching and what coaches do and how they coach. I think the analytics side of it, it's great to decipher. From my standpoint now, it's maybe a little easier to decipher analytics and talk about them and watch the game right now than it would have been last year at this time when you're in the middle of the game and you can talk about, zone entries and possession times and some of the other analytics that are out there. I've had a pretty good time just looking at some of those things and looking at different teams and how they talk about and how the analytics compare to those teams. And I think sometimes, you know, you can say, oh, the workload's too great for the goaltender right now and in a short span of things. But when you're in the middle of it, you're building your team and how you play. You're building your team and how you have success. And I think that's a much different thing now than it was 25 years ago when I was playing. It's just a much different thing for the coaches, I think, now. And you see that in a lot of the way guys are coaching their teams and a lot of some of the coaches that we have on our teams.
Before we let you go, we all have fans in our various industries, players like watching other players. What's a coach that you like to watch now that you're sitting back and you're watching games?
A coach I like to watch. I think
or work
you
a game.
Don't watch coach.
Well, you
work.
You watch a coach work a game.
Yeah, you do. I think I don't think there's one or two that I particularly like to watch. I think you know they're when I coach against Mike Babcock a lot, and I probably don't want him to necessarily hear this, but you get a sense of a rhythm of how he's going to coach the game and who he's going to put on the ice and the lines he's going to put on the ice. And you look at other coaches in the league to say, you know, how do they manage their bench? How do they go with their lines? What type of flow do they like in the game? And, you know, I've watched a fair amount of hockey. You get a sense that, hey, I watch this coach tomorrow night coach a game, and I can predict what lines he's going to put out based on what I've seen him coach the last 5 or 6 games. So you get a feel of how they coach, how they put their lines out, who they tend to go to, how they like to get their top line, their checking line out on the ice. And you kind of get a sense of that. I said Mike Babcock because I coached quite a bit against him in the years that I coached the Penguins. Training camp, we played 2 games against them, 4 games against them, the year playoff series against them. So you get that sense. And so you kind of look to see how they employ their lines, how they do it, how they come back with after goals, you know, how they get their top line out, when they get them out, and get a better sense for that now than I do, I guess, I think, in the regular season when you're going from game to game.
Are the Leafs going to make the playoffs since you've studied it so much?
I think the Leafs, I always, going into this year, I thought the Leafs were a playoff team, and I think they will. I think they are going to make the playoffs.
Hey, Mac is fired a coach occasionally on this show. So in saying that, what are the odds that we're going to see Dan Bylsma back in the league within 12 months as a coach? Give us some odds.
Well, Mac's doing the hiring and firing, so you should ask him.
I've got you on a couple lists.
12 months? Yeah. Will we see you back next year?
I certainly think that would be the case. I certainly want it to be the case.
Send me a note the first of the week how you made out in Philly this weekend, and I'll readjust your chances.
Okay. Well, we were 3-2 last weekend, and I'm hoping for at least that in Philly with my son.
You have a chance in Edmonton then if you're 3-2.
Appreciate catching up with you. It's been not too long.
Thanks, guys.
There's Dan Bylsma. Coaching his son's team this weekend.
3-2 is not going to cut it for me.
Well, you do get the sense that he's one of those rare guys who has the privilege of picking his spot a little bit more.
You know, well, that would have a lot to do with the fact that he's still getting paid.
That helps.
That kind of helps.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's good. Look, you know what?
You've seen other guys say, "I'm first available job. Go."
Hey, Dan Bylsma is a guy based on what he's done that should be at the top of a lot of teams' lists.
Coming up next, the Hockey Central 3 Stars, plus one of the great early season stories, maybe not as a team, but Ryan Johansson went from sitting on the sidelines, working on a new contract, to stepping in and producing at a mid-season pace.
And JD's doing interviews again now. He's come out, we haven't been able to find JD for a month. Now he's apparently available for interviews.
Ryan Johansson's debut on Hockey Central at noon. Coming up next.
Because hockey hasn't completely taken over your life yet. Subscribe to podcasts of Hockey Central at Noon through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. On demand.
Hockey Central is brought to you by Lexus on the Park at Leslie and Eglinton.
Hi, it's Greg Brady and Andrew Walker. Listen for the Terrible 10 presented by Bodog.net. There's a pair of Bills tickets up for grabs every week. Listen Friday mornings to play and learn more at Sportsnet590.ca.
This is Joe Bowen for Royal Home Improvements. How much do I trust Royal? I trust them so much I hired them to renovate my man cave. And if you're like me, the man cave is a very important part of the house. Paul Napolitano and Royal are creating a new and glorious space, and I can't wait to see the result. If you've got an existing room in your house that you need done, call the pros at Royal Home Improvements. And right now, ask about their limited time only free upgrade package. Call 416-236-4400 or visit Royal Home Improvements.
Thank you for calling Nest. How may I help you?
The Nest Protect smoke alarm is the bane of my existence.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Are you?
Is there a problem, sir?
I'm being thrown away. That's the problem.
Oh, you're the old smoke detector.
Oh boy, you're really on top of it, huh?
Well, we've been getting a lot of calls from you guys lately.
Look, I can't compete with Nest Protect. It senses carbon monoxide, talks to people so they know what and where the danger is, and can even message their phones.
You sound so upset.
Are you part of this?
Well, a little bit.
I'm in the garbage. These people are throwing me away because they feel so much safer with Nest Protect.
You know what? Maybe you could find another job.
Why are you telling me that? This is badgering.
You must have other skills.
I can make loud noises and chirp at night when my battery's low.
That's it?
That's the way I was raised. My father was strict.
The Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm tells you what and where the danger is, messages your phone, and even lights your way at night. Learn more at Nest.com. Nest. Thoughtful things.
It's Canada's largest public vehicle auction, and it's happening this Saturday morning in Innisfil. And this week, come see the great lineup up for bid, plus over 600 used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs all at one location. You'll get a chance to bid on a fantastic selection of ex-government, enforcement, and emergency vehicles. Get that special sweetheart of yours a previously enjoyed vehicle from North Toronto Auction and watch their smile light up the room on Christmas morning. Christmas wishes do come true at North Toronto Auction. Visit NorthTorontoAuction.com.
On the 10th day of gift, miss my in-laws gave to me 10 bobbleheads, 9 picture frames, 8 coats for rain, 7 cooking classes, 6 tacky glasses, 5 napkin rings, 4 self-help books, 3 guilty looks, 2 cuckoo clocks, and a coupon that they got for free.
Don't gift miss, gift this. RBC Visa gift cards. With no maintenance fees or expiry of funds, they're the best way to give everyone exactly what they want. Get yours at any RBC Royal Bank branch. $3.95 initial purchase fee applies.
Tim and Sid, today at 1. Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hello to those watching on the NHL Network in the United States, Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks in Canada. Darren Millard with Nick Kiprios and Doug McLean. Ryan Johansson coming up in just a moment from the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have turned their season around. Do they still have time? Half the year to go, but a few points out. The rosters have been announced for the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game to be played in January 22nd, 2015 in St. Catharines. And Doug McLean, Nick Kiprios here in studio with me, will be assistant coaches again. Who got Connor McDavid? Did you guys take a look yet?
I did.
Trying to find.
Yeah, I got to talk to Bobby Orr, the head coach, and just make sure we get him. I hope the hand's good. I mean, we'll have a good feel for the World Junior, but he's going to play a lot in that game. I'm going to kick your butt this year. I mean, I don't think
Dylan
you've been close.
Dylan Strome I've got from Erie.
Pretty good player.
Pretty good player. And Mitch Marner, who I think scored the game winner last night in Kitchener, if I'm not mistaken.
A couple of Brandon Weekings, and they're both on your team, right, Mac? Don't ruin them. Okay.
And hey, just to
I got to phone Kelly McCrimmon just and get to finish off feel as to how to handle these guys. Kelly still mad at me there, or is he because I went after them a little?
We'll see a couple of those kids that we coached last night from the GTHL in the CHL prospects in a few years.
Yes, for sure. There's no doubt about that.
We had some good kids, and
wow, did we ever!
My thanks to Bob Marshall, who was behind the bench with myself and Adam Graves and Dr. Joe Carlo. She's with the Titans, and she does an excellent job of taking care of the kids.
These prospect games have become pretty special because they're so ultra competitive. And last night, again, you talk about the losing. You mentioned the losing coaches. I should mention Lindsay Hofford, who was the head coach, and Wendell Clark, who helped last night.
Lindsay Hofford.
Yeah. Heather Hack, I think, is a trainer with Don Mills. He's on your bench as well.
He was terrific.
Columbus in just a moment. Winning in a shootout last night. Detroit's 1-6 in a shootout so far this year.
What is Jersey?
1-5.
What are the chances of that Ottawa-Jersey game going to a shootout tonight?
Well, if it does, it's not good for
Howard can't
for either
win
team.
A shootout.
No.
It's not good for either team.
And Jersey hasn't won on, well, at least they're home tonight, but they haven't won on the road in a shootout in a long time. Time for the Hockey Central 3 Stars. All right, I will go first, as per usual, but Nick Kiprios had the first pick today. So Phil Kessel is my star from last night. Another strong performance for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've won 6 in a row. They have charged up the point totals. Nice cushion on a playoff spot. And here's the thing for Phil Kessel. He has the opportunity to do something in a Toronto Maple Leaf uniform that hasn't been done since 1935. And that is finish in the top 10 in scoring 4 straight years.
Who was the last Gordy Drillin?
Busher Jackson. That's from Mark Askin. Gave me that note this morning.
Oh, that's interesting.
For a Toronto Maple Leaf to finish top 10 in scoring 4 straight years has not happened since 31-35 by Busher Jackson. Kipper.
Wow.
Alex Galchenyuk. Hat trick. We know he's going to be a special player. I think that was maybe the third or fourth game. I think he's played at center ice, his natural position. But the magic that he had with Max Pacioretty last night was pretty fun to watch. He is a special player. We knew that PK was a tough guy to maybe sign to a long-term deal. This guy's going to get one day. I don't know when, but I think Galchenyuk's going to be a superstar for the Montreal Canadiens for many years.
I think we said it probably a month ago that the quicker they got him to center, the better Montreal would be. And obviously, Therrien watches our show.
Doug?
Nick Bjugstad. I mean, how can he not be? The move he made, being the 20th shooter in a shootout last night, although Daryl Sutter says it's a gimmick, it was pretty exciting.
He was also the second shooter.
Yeah.
Yes.
The second shooter
twice.
And the 20th shooter. But what a movie, mate. And you know
what? Great.
I'll tell you what, the kid has become a heck of a player, and he's one of the reasons the Panthers are in the playoffs right now is the way this kid has performed.
Well, Columbus trying to get back up to that pace right now, knocking on the door of a playoff spot. Here's Ryan Johansson from the Columbus Blue Jackets. You guys won in a shootout last night, but were you kind of intrigued with what happened between Florida and Washington in that 20-rounder?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, once the game was finished and we all went on our phones, that was the big news going around the league. It was, it's pretty surprising to go that long. You don't see that too often. So, it was definitely wild.
Ryan, if you go back to the beginning of the year and the dispute that you had or whatever you want to call it, was there always a worry that, if you don't get the start that you wanted, that it'll kind of come back and bite you a little bit? Were you worried about that?
No, you mean personally or for like the team?
No, well, just for you personally, because it just seemed that, there was a ton of pressure for you to do what you did, and it worked out great, and you were able to get off to a great start. And usually that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously when I was sitting at home and we were going through all the negotiations, there are a lot of different thoughts going through my head. But during that time, it was just me making sure that I could control what I could control and make sure I was getting on the ice as much as I could and staying in shape and just be ready for when, things got settled. And, like I was saying a couple months back, I was just thankful that we were able to come to an agreement before the season started so I could get out there and be with the team and start the season. And so, things ended up working out pretty well.
Have you given Bobrovsky any tips on negotiating? Because his deal's coming up too. And and when he was I Jeff Rimmer whines to me every day about the injury. I said there's one injury that's really bothering your team, and that's Bobrovsky. And when he comes back, it'll probably turn around. So not about negotiating, but how good has he been, Ryan?
Yeah, no, he's been phenomenal. He's a guy that we need to be on his best every night, and he's been giving us a chance to win every game he's been in. So, especially these last 6-7 games, he's been great for us, and we've started been playing really well in front of him. So hopefully we can all keep moving forward as a team here and try and get better as the season keeps going along.
What have you guys done regarding the mumps?
You know what? We've had a couple meetings. We had a team meeting again this morning where our trainers went over everything, just precautions, things that we can do to make sure that we're, staying healthy. And
like what?
What's the big one? Not sharing water bottles?
Yeah, it's just, the things you don't, think would be a big reason, but, just little things like that, making sure we're drinking out of our own water bottles or washing hands. And they were going over all the sanitizing that they're doing in our dressing room and even around the rink. They're meeting with all the people that work in our arena, and they're all going to go over some things that they're going to start doing daily and have a little checklist and stuff. So
washing hands is a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing that's on everybody's minds, and we'll try and keep that out of our dressing room as best as possible.
Obviously, the playoffs are the key. Ryan, the franchise mm-hmm. took a big step last year, and all of a sudden you're back close to being in the race. Is that the mm-hmm. focus?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's definitely not the start we wanted to get off to, and you never want to blame it on injuries, but, we definitely had a lot of adversity with our backs against the wall there with all these injuries hitting us before the season, during camp, and then right at the start of the season, and then about 10-15 games into the season, bodies were just going down one after the other, and it was very tough, and guys were playing in a lot of different roles, and like we were talking when Bobrovsky was injured as well, and so it's just nice to get some guys healthy back. It was it's been huge having Dubinsky back now, and we're slowly taking those steps to becoming a great hockey team.
Nick Foligno has played quite a role. Like, what have you done to this guy to turn into a real player?
He needs
player?
Advice on contract negotiations, too.
You guys have been magic.
Well, What's that? Sorry.
Nick Foligno's played quite a role on your club. You deserve all that credit, or has Nick done something right?
You know what? I actually haven't played him in the last five or six games.
They broke him up.
You know, he's just rolling right now. He's at that level of offense. You know, he's had the puck on a string. And, you know, he's been fun to watch as a teammate, too. So, you know, he's playing center right now because he still has a few bodies. As we get some guys back there, you know, I'll probably end up getting back together with him on the line, and you know, hopefully he can keep doing his thing, and you know, we'll be successful and help the team as best we can.
What's going on with your old team in Portland? Forget Columbus. What's going on out there?
Well, they're starting to turn it around now, no?
Oh, well, they're coming a little
bit.
They
have, yeah.
They're coming on a little bit, but I've been worried about them. They were like 5 in a row I saw they lost, but now they're coming on, so. That's good.
I don't think anybody needs to ever worry about Portland. That's a pretty good organization. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the recent run and certainly your start to the season.
Keep it going.
There's some pressure on you to produce, and you responded perfectly. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Same,
you
bud.
You too,
Andrew Hansen.
I hope that the Columbus fans getting. I mean, he'll play in the All-Star game in Columbus, which will be exciting. Have Ryan Johansson as a member of the All-Star game as a young kid?
You know what struck me about that conversation was they're talking to everybody in the arena.
Yeah,
not just the do we players.
Do we have to worry about getting the mumps, or is this just a hockey thing?
Well, hey.
Like, seriously.
Consider this.
It's only a matter of time, Mac. I think you're swollen a little bit on the left side.
They've been swollen since I got the mumps when I was 10.
So you're in that interview with Sidney Crosby, that scrum with Sidney Crosby last week.
Totally.
Piece of sweat drips onto your Mike windsock. You adjust it, rub your eye.
Got it.
Was a rash there?
So, rash is working tonight. Scotiabank wins.
We don't share water bottles here.
No, we don't. We shouldn't either.
You get your own GP8 Sport water, Mac.
Dr. Greg Wells coming up on Hockey Central 6:30 to 7 tonight to talk about what's happening in the National Hockey League with the mumps. How did this get so seemingly out of control? And do you have to now let it run its course, or can you get in front of it?
Columbus.
That's coming up. And then it's 7 o'clock, Ottawa and New Jersey and Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey, followed by Dallas and Vancouver on this doubleheader. Thanks to Dan Bylsma and Ryan Johansson for the visits today, and congratulations to Doug McLean for another victory in the GTHL Top Prospects game.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We'll talk to you.
It's the kids that deserve the credit.
We'll talk to you again tonight.
I'll get you
on
next
Sportsnet
month.
Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey.